This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, today we're continuing the conversation with Jerry Spinner of Hillsboro. Jerry is the owner of E&G Construction, and he also has a farming background. Yesterday, we talked about field tiling, what it is, why we do it, and the benefits it provides. Today, we'll talk about results Jerry has seen, the process of selecting tile for your field, and what he enjoys the most about his job. Well, it's interesting, all the work that you do, and I know you work with farmers, but you're also doing your work with the mine, and I know there is some controversy. Not everybody likes mining, but where the mine has gone through in these fields, and you've done the work, you've really made some big changes. Tell us a little about those, because it was really neat to see. You were describing to me what it looked like before, and now once you've come in and done some of the work that you've done, how you've improved the land and made it better and made it so that, hey, we can still farm this and we can drain some of this water.
Yeah, Katie, part of the water we've done in the coal mine area is that when the mine goes through, they drop panels, and they're about a quarter of a mile wide by 3 miles long. And they drop at 6.5 feet, and some of this ground didn't drain before. So we've either got to cut ditches to outlets, or we've got to put in tile mains, which then that gives us the access to put in full field drainage systems, which then also allows us to put in these stop log structures, which can control the amount of water and nitrate discharge. And in many cases, in a panel that is dropped out in the coal mine area, we need to... We may put in 30 sediment basins, and we can clean the soil up at that point, which is a big help for keeping the soils better and recycling the nutrients.
When we think about the benefits that you told me earlier, and you have now your yield maps that you're looking at, and you can map where the tile is, I guess, you know, you said one of the main advantages is your yield increases that you can have. It's something that if you're having issues on your farm, you could help a farmer take a look at an area if they have it mapped and give advice on, hey, well, we could do this, we could do that. I guess it's not really hard to sit down and look at a map and figure out something that could improve the field or the operation.
That's correct. Many of the cases, when you sit down and look at these maps and you've got them color-coordinated, the problem will just jump out at you. And if a farmer has a problem, especially before mining, he's going to have a problem afterwards. So we got to address those problems even more aggressively because our grades on our pipes and the drainage really changes. So the ability to go in and look at the problems ahead of time, and the more history we have ahead of mining or even ahead of doing any drainage work, is so much more beneficial that you can do the correct decisions and the most cost-effective means after you go in and mine and or do your drainage work, because you want to spend your money as wisely as you can.
Is there a lot of variance in the size of tiling that you use? And obviously now I'm looking at some of it sitting right across from us. Now it's plastic. Old days it was not plastic. It's changed over the years, and they're obviously different sizes, so does that vary a lot, or it just depends on the layout of the field that you're in, or talk a little bit more about how you decide what you're going to use and lay it out?
What we basically look at, and yes, it comes through the history of old clay tiles, and most of the old clay tiles that are busting up today is because outlets don't work correctly, and all of them's got cracks in them, and so old clay tiles have a tendency, if your outlets aren't working correct or the volume is pulling too quickly through them, they break and fracture. I primarily use all plastic today. Concrete was used in years and it didn't work out quite as well. But I tend to use more of the virgin plastic tile that's out there. We've put in from 48 inch all the way down to 4 inch. And we try to match it. What we will do is we'll take our ATV and go out and do a rover before they mine, after they mine, what the height is, what the elevations are, so we can get how fast we can drain the water off. We primarily put in a system of, okay, in 24 hours, I want to take off a 2.5 inch rain. And then because of the data of what the lay of the land is, I can put that in and send it into the tile company. They will design me up a field of tileage, drainage, size of tile with the amount of grade on the pipe. because the grade on the pipe changes tremendously on the volume of what it will take. The flatter you lay the pipe, the bigger the pipe needs to be, or the smoother it needs to be on the inside. There's a lot of variables that go into that, but with the data that we can collect in such a short order today, we can send that off, and within 2 or 3 days, I can have a whole tile plan designed and come back for a zone to work on.
Has the weather we've had early, well, late winter and February, and now we're in early spring, has that allowed you to do more than usual than you would, or how has work gone over the past year or so for you compared to other years?
Well, last fall really was kind of a surprise of rainfall that just kept us wet. It was hard to accomplish anything. Didn't see anything happening in February, and all of a sudden we was able to do work that we shouldn't have even been able to try to attempt to do this time of year. So you've just got to be flexible enough to try to work with different scenarios, the years, and coming from the farming background, there's never 2 years the same. And just that's the challenge that we get to work with and try to work with the best we can.
Well, Jerry, you told me this today as you were taking me on my tour. You do have a favorite part of your job, and I think that it'd be worth sharing. You get to work with a lot of different people, and I think that's one thing that you do truly enjoy about the work that you get to do.
That's correct. The people I get to work with, whether they're the farmers that are in the coal mine zone, they're farmers out of the zone, I get to work with those because those are the people I was a part of and worked with when I was in my farming days, and hopefully by talking to each one of the farmers, every farmer has something new, some different idea that you can tweak to make your business better. That's why when we go to the ag seminars and all this stuff, if you just walk away with one little piece of information that was better, that can make your operation better, that's the enjoyable part. And being able to talk to the farmers, which is the grassroots side, that's where I feel the most comfortable. I get the opportunity to talk to the coal mine side and show them technologies that we're looking at that we think we can improve stuff. And they've been a really down-to-earth people to talk to in general as far as new concepts, new ideas, to see what we can come up with and maybe make things better. They really don't want to come up and have problems that they want to deal with down the future. They want to be able to correct this drainage. And if anything, our goal is always, when I look at a field, if I can't improve it by 25%, I'm going to keep looking at that field till I can figure that out.
And it all comes down to what you said, improving the fields, improving the land, leaving it better than what it was before, I think, is the work that you're trying to do.
That's the only option we have as farmers. If we can't leave the ground in better shape, better tilth, better organic matter, better production than what we had, then we've not done what we were stewards to do in the first place.
Well, Jerry, it's been great talking with you. I want to give you the chance, if someone would have questions or would like more information about the work that you do or just like to bend your ear, what's the best way to contact you?
Well, anytime you give me a call at my cell phone is 217-254-9501. And if you want to see what we're doing, results of what we're doing, if you've got problems that you need help on, we'll be glad to talk to you. If there's some solutions we can give you or some work we can do for you, we'd be more than happy to accommodate the people the best we can.
And once again, we've been visiting with Jerry Spinner of Hillsboro. And that's all we have time for today on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.